It's time for Over There with Marella Rostropper. Marella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. Presumably, she is over there in the Alps or something. The Swiss Alps or something. Hello, Marella. How are you?
Hello, Jill. Thank you. Very well. Yes, from Switzerland with a Swiss topic to begin our conversation today. I'm going to talk about one of the next referendum that we are going to vote on next weekend. I thought it's an interesting topic for us to talk about because referendums have been on the topic, on the list of many people outside of Switzerland, including France with the Gilets Jaunes, Yellow Vest, or England a bit before with the Brexit referendum. So what we are going to vote on next Sunday is are three referendums, but I'm going to talk about the one that is more relevant internationally, and that is how to stop building, how to stop urban sprawl, and keep enough nature and landscape and places where one can actually also have a sustainable food production. So what's interesting with this referendum is that the first law about urban sprawl was voted in 2013, and it was already a law that was protecting quite strictly the landscape and the ground in Switzerland. As we all know, Switzerland is a very small country and therefore cannot develop without limits, especially compared to bigger countries around the world. But for the Green Party, and more specifically the young people of the Green Party, that was not enough. It was not strict enough, and that's why they got the signatures for a new referendum in 2016, 3 years later. And as you might notice, now it's 2019, and it's it has been a long time in between. And I just wanted to make this point because of our European friends who have the tendency to propose referendums when a situation is very heated, when people are very angry, and when decisions that are made can be regretted easily afterwards. So one huge benefit of having referendums that have to go through different instances, that have to be discussed at the parliament, that have to go through an entire process, the benefit of it is that by the time people vote, there is maybe some people are angry these days, they always are, but generally speaking, there is a more there is more reasoning and there is more thinking about the decision of accepting or not a referendum. In this case, the young green people don't want to lose open spaces. They don't want nature and landscapes to disappear and basically become a huge only a huge construction site. They want to fight overdevelopment of the countryside, basically. Their solution, in short, is to freeze any kind of new construction. That would mean that, for example, if it would be decided to build something on the right, then in order to get that permission, one would have to freeze something on the left. And like this, nothing would be lost, and one would still keep empty spaces. They want to make sure also that there is enough space for farming, and that is obviously a legitimate concern. In order to be able to sustain, at least partially, our own population. What makes this referendum quite interesting is that not so long ago, I mean, a couple of years ago, there was another referendum from an association called EcoPop, Ecology and Population Committee, who were suggesting that one way to avoid constructing without end would be to slow down population growth through immigration limits and funding for birth control in developing countries. That was a proposal that was for obvious reason, very much criticized, but it does relate a little bit to what's happening today. There is a need for housing. There is the need to construct, but on the other hand, there is also the need, even though nobody knows how to slow down population growth. On the other hand, obviously, for example, Switzerland is a prime example of an aging population. And considering this aspect, if one would decrease too much population growth, there would be a significant problem for social benefits after retirement. Everybody is a little bit, trying to find a solution that is the right one in the different parties and different philosophies and beliefs. But as far as one can see, there is nothing really perfect for the moment. And while it makes sense to fight for preservation of non-renewable resources or for reduction of overpopulation, and not only in our countries, but also in other countries, that is a very delicate matter, because as we know, it's not just a question of overpopulation and birth. It's also a question of religion. It's a question of culture. It's so many factors come into play when it's about birth control, for example, that I doubt that an association could ever go into any country and somehow impose its own view of how the world should look like tomorrow. But coming back to the referendum that we are going to vote on next weekend, it's definitely a good idea to maybe better use the actual building possibilities. On the other hand, one should not forget that by overbuilding, for example, in a city, that also means having an incredible amount of people living in a very small city. That is also ground for certain conflicts, for just being too many. One thing that is to be noted, though, is that we do not have the high rises that exist, for example, in the US or other big cities. All the housing over here is, I would say, I mean, a few high rises, of course, are here as well. But generally speaking, it's rare to go much above, let's say, 12 floors. And that could be changed, obviously, but that would also request a complete new urban planning, and one would have to see how that could work. But you know, Jill, it's difficult to, on one hand, protect the landscape, and on the other hand, being able to offer housing for every being, which is, of course, a necessity for any state. So that would be about our referendum next week. Now, shortly, I just wanted to say also that the Gilets Jaunes, the Yellow Vest in France, are striking this week. They are joined by the unions, including the CGT, which is one of the biggest. They are also together with political parties. It's not to be noticed that it's mainly left parties, and that the right extremists don't seem to have much of an opening in this case. And the changes that are requested, in short, are minimum wages increase, fiscal changes, tax on wealth, development of public services, freedom to protest, and for the Yellow Vest, the right to have referendums. So this is an entire program on its own, and maybe we'll have the possibility to develop this topic next week.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.